It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. Fibber and Molly will be with you in a minute.
Acid indigestion, that's the time for Tums.
Always keep them handy, always carry Tums.
When you're shopping or at play,
Tums can always save the day.
Buy some Tums.
Try some Tums. Tums.
Acid indigestion can strike at the most unexpected time. While you're shopping, at work, at a party. That's why it's such a good idea to have Tums with you in pocket or purse at all times. Because Tums bring fast relief on the spot. You don't have to wait until you get a glass, a spoon, and water. You don't have to mix or fuss in any way. Just chew a couple of Tums whenever acid indigestion, heartburn, or sour stomach threatens to spoil your plan. Tums are the handiest relief you can have.
Suffering from heartburn?
Spend a dime for Tums.
Get on-the-spot relief with
T-U-M-S, Tums.
We take you now to an island in the middle of Lake Winnehoppoogie, 80 miles from Wistful Vista, where three would-be fishermen have spent the night sleeping on wet sand.
Oh, what a night. Ooh, my back. I'm stiff as a board.
Good morning, Dr. Gamble.
Oh, hi, Wallace. Good morning. Although I don't know what's good about a morning stranded on a deserted island 3 miles from the nearest shore with our boat at the bottom of the lake.
Oh, I don't think it's so bad, Doctor.
Well, I wish I could share your optimistic attitude, but frankly, I hated to wake up this morning. I was having such a wonderful dream. There we were all alone, just the two of us. Me and a big, juicy steak.
Please, Doctor, not so loud. My stomach might hear you.
Oh, sorry. How long you been up?
All night.
All night? You mean to say you sat there on the rock with that club in your lap all night?
Well, somebody had to stand guard. You heard what Mr. McGee said before he went to sleep. There's no telling what danger lurks on a strange, deserted island like this.
He has no idea what danger he's in. Wait till I get my hands on that miserable bum this morning. He's the one that got us into this mess. Sank the boat, stranded us on this island, and look at him sleeping over there like a buzzsaw.
Oh, he's a fine sleeper, Doctor. Very talented sleeper.
Well, let's kick him out of there and make him find us some food. I'm hungry enough to eat a poached percheron.
And a jar of mustard and a small pony would look mighty good to me.
McGee, wake up. McGee! Kick him one, Wallace. Go on, kick him.
Oh, gracious, I wouldn't think of... my goodness, I... Do you think I'd dare?
My treat, Wallace. Kick him good. Go ahead, be my guest.
Well, I... All right. You know, this is the first time I've ever been on this end of a kick. This is fun.
McGee, wake up. Get up from there, you bum.
What's the matter?
You got us into this mess. Now get us out of it. We're starving.
Oh, what are you doing here at this hour, Doc? Hey, Molly, get him out of my bedroom. Pull the shade down. The sun's in my eyes.
You don't think he's delirious, do you?
Wimp, you here too? Ooh, you look awful, boy. You ought to shave. Oh, my gosh. Last night, the boat. We sank. This island. Oh, then it wasn't a dream.
No, Mr. McGee.
It was a nightmare. Oh. Why I ever came along on this fishing trip with you, I'll never know. The next time Molly goes away for a couple of days to visit her aunt, do me a favor. Play solitaire.
Gee whiz, Doc, how was I to know?
The next time you find a secret lake, go jump in it, will you?
Now our boat's at the bottom of the lake and we're stranded on a deserted island miles from shore.
I saw a couple of things went wrong. Nobody's perfect.
Oh, you are, Blunderhead. You didn't miss a trick this time. Don't tell a soul where we're going, fellas, he says. Let's keep this all to ourselves. Nobody even knows where to look for us.
Say, I'll tell you what we can do.
What? If you got an idea, Wallace, let's have it.
A wonderful idea, Doctor. We'll build a little hut out of logs and take turns doing the chores. I'll cook for the first 5 years, and you and Mr. McGee can wash dishes.
Oh, I'm sorry to shoot holes into your Shangri-La, Wallace, but I, for one, am getting out of here, if it's at all possible.
Hey, where are you going, Doc?
Into those woods. I'm going to take my little penknife, cut me a long pole, tie my shirt on it, and yell for all I'm worth till help arrives.
Well, I don't know about your voice, but if there's anyone within 10 miles, they ought to see that king-size shirt of yours.
In the meantime, you guys keep your eyes open. If you see any boats, yell, and I'll be back here before you can say...
Okay, Doc. But be careful in those woods, will you? No telling what kind of wild animals may be laying in wait for a big fat lunch like you.
I already told him.
Oh. Well, while Doc's gone, let you and me keep watching for boats, Wimp. There must be somebody else besides us who's stupid enough to come out on this lake and try to catch some fish. If it sounded logical to me, I'm sure there's other people.
There's more fun with the McGee shortly. Remember, a penny saved is a penny earned. Well, I'd like to bring that old adage up to date by saying that a penny saved is more than a penny earned when your money's in United States savings bonds. Much more. Did you know that matured savings bonds pay back $4 for every $3 you put in, even more when you hold them longer? Think of the wonderful nest egg you could build to spend on life's little luxuries that are usually just out of reach. Perhaps that trip to Europe, that second family car, a home in the country, things you've always wanted but never felt you could afford. Well, you can afford them when you save for them. Buy United States savings bonds through the convenient payroll savings plan. Have a small amount deducted each payday. You'll never miss it. As your employer accumulates enough to buy your bonds, he'll buy them and deliver them to you automatically. Before long, you'll have a stack of savings bonds, all earning extra dollars for you. Join the payroll savings plan now.
Doc! Doc, where are you?
Goodness, it's quiet.
I'm a little worried, Wimp. He's been gone for over 2 hours now.
My goodness, I hope nothing's happened. If he's lost in those deep woods, broke a leg or...
Doc! Over here! We're over here! Just follow our voices! Can you hear me, Doc?
Hello!
There, you see, I told you, Wimp. I knew he'd hear us and...
That was me, Mr. McGee.
Oh, for the love of...
I just thought if I walked up the beach a little ways, maybe...
You just stay here with me, will you? It's a lot less confusing this way. Anyway, I wouldn't want you to get lost, too.
No, I won't get lost. At least, not unless I run out of black ones.
Black ones?
Jelly beans. See?
Huh?
Every time I take 3 steps, I drop one of these. Then I pick them up on the way back. I don't like the black ones anyhow, so it's...
Doc! Doc! Can you hear me? It's me, McGee!
I wish I'd given him my jelly beans. Then he could find his way back.
Look, Wimple, would you do me a favor?
Certainly, Mr. McGee.
Just be real quiet. Don't say a dad-ratted word. If you're going to keep chattering, I won't be able to hear Doc if he does answer. Okay?
Well, I was...
Just for the next few minutes. Now, this is important.
All right, but...
Good. Now, be real quiet. Doc! Oh, Doc! Hello!
Mr. McGee!
Dadrabbit, look, Wallace, there's one thing you've got to learn. In a situation like this, one man has to take charge and make the decisions. That's the only way you can get things done. Now, if you'd like to boss this operation...
Oh, no, boss. I was only...
Well, then just stand by quietly and shut up, will you? I gotta be the one to make... What was that?
A man in a speedboat, boss.
What?
I tried to tell you, boss. I saw him coming, but...
Oh, for the... Hey, help! Help!
I'm afraid he's gone.
Yeah, of all the dead rabbits.
Oh, don't worry. We'll get out of here with you in command, boss. I'm sure.
Will you stop calling me that?
Well, you say...
Doc! Oh, Doc, where are you? Doc! Oh, Doc! Gee whiz, I'm worried about him, Wimp. Doc ain't equipped for fighting his way through this brush like us wiry guys. And if he ran into a bobcat or a bear, he couldn't even climb a tree like... Wimp! My guys don't tell me he... Wimp! Hey, Wimp, where are you?
I'm over here, Mr. McGee.
Well, what are you doing back there? Come on!
I can't go any further.
What's the matter?
I'm out of jelly beans. Even the red ones are gone.
Oh, for the... Come on. We can't give up now, Wallace. Just think, our best friend, Dr. George Gamble, is lost out here in this dense wilderness. Alone. One man against the jungle. The only weapon he has is a pocket knife. For all we know, he may be fighting for his very life right now, slashing away with that little pocket knife, the gleaming blade flashing.
Doctor, you seem to be having trouble with that knife.
No, thanks, Chef. This one will do all right. I guess I'm just nervous. I haven't seen a steak for nearly 48 hours.
Careful now. Don't cut yourself.
This certainly tastes good. Hey, pass the rolls, will you? I'm starving. Thanks.
You mean to say you and your friend slept out all night in the wet sand down at the far end when we've got a nice little hotel and 10 cabins right here on the same island?
Well, with that thick strip of woods between you and us, we thought we were on a deserted island.
Oh, boy, this is one for the books. Wait till I tell the gang about this. I hope you don't mind me laughing.
I'd join you if I wasn't so busy. Oh, let me have some more butter, will you?
Sure. But say, how about your friends? Aren't you worried about them?
Oh, they'll be okay. I haven't forgotten them. I'm going back after them.
Oh, you are, eh? When, Doctor?
As soon as I have a big piece of that chocolate cream pie. McGee!
Block the door, wimp. Don't let him out. You got a nerve, you big cheater. Filling your fat face full of food while I and Wimp search the woods for your big fat remains. Put a steak on for me, bud. This is the last time I take you on a fishing trip.
One for me, too, a medium.
Add him on my check, Chef.
Here I find us a secret lake and bring you fishing and give me some French fries, too, bud. And by George, you'll be sorry you did this to me.
We'll say goodnight to Fibber and Molly in a moment. Just two more weeks. Yes, just 14 days until Lux Radio Theater returns to the air and you'll hear it on NBC. It's radio's greatest dramatic show, and it's been your favorite for many years. And that's not surprising because Lux Radio Theater presents an entertainment combination that is unsurpassed. You hear Hollywood's most talented stars in one-hour adaptations of the greatest motion pictures ever produced. And for proof of that, just listen. The first presentation on September 14th is Wuthering Heights, the story that thrilled millions, first as a powerful novel and then as a superb motion picture. And the star of this Lux Radio Theater production, the lovely Merle Oberon. So you see, you can't go wrong if it's the very finest and dramatic entertainment you want. Hear Lux Radio Theater every Tuesday beginning September 14th and hear it on NBC along with other Tuesday night favorites like People Are Funny and Dragnet. It's the best in radio listening brought to you on NBC.
Phew. Boy, I'm glad. Oh, hi, Molly. When'd you get home?
Not 5 minutes ago, dearie. My, I'm glad to see you.
Have a nice trip? How are things at Aunt Sarah's?
Just wonderful. I had a lovely time. What'd you do these past 2 days while I was gone?
Me? What'd I do?
Yes. Anything exciting happen around here?
Oh, no, nothing. Nothing happened around here. Just sat around all day and played solitaire.
In your hip boots?
Hmm?
You can tell me about it in the morning. If it's anything like what happened the last time I left you alone for 48 hours, you can probably use some sleep. Come on, let's go to bed.
Yeah, I'm bushed. Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber McGee and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed. With Bill Thompson as Mr. Wimple, Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Campbell, and Jack Moyles as the chef. Tomorrow, McGee gets involved in big business. I know you won't want to miss it, so this is John Wald making a date with you tomorrow for Fibber McGee and Molly.